You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here. I'm here early to get this mix uploaded here before 7 a.m. Monday morning on the 8th of June. I thank you for joining us here. This is a sermon that I just preached yesterday, and it's taken out of Matthew chapter 12, verse 30, where Jesus said, if you're not for me, you're against me. And if you're not gathering with me, then you're scattering. Really, it's a look at the unrest and what's going on in the United States of America right now. And we see all this stuff. And if you listen to the news and everything else, you run the risk of getting sidetracked and taken off track of what you and I are supposed to be doing. This sermon, I pray, is going to help you do that. Help you no matter who you are today. If you are a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you are a Christian, black or white, or no matter who or what color you are, these are our marching orders, and the marching orders do not change. They didn't change then when Herod the Great killed every Jew under 2 years old. They didn't change then. They don't change now. The marching orders are the same. That's what we're looking at here today. And this is part one. I'll play this intro again tomorrow on Tuesday. This will play for 4 days, Monday through Thursday, for or against. Are you on Jesus' side or are you against him? And there's only one way to fight this. We'll get into that here once we identify what the problem is. And it's a spiritual problem, too. Don't kid yourself, friend. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is a spiritual battle. This is part one of this message. Now, if you'd like a copy of this, write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. If you don't agree, write to me. But don't forget, book, chapter, and verse. Any contact you make with me, if you don't agree with the program, book, chapter, and verse. Because I'm coming to you with book, chapter, and verse. You see the title of my sermon on there. You know, let me say before I get started, because I'll be accused of it afterwards. I am not a racist. My understanding came about because I used to be a professional saxophone player way back. And I'm a bebop jazz saxophone player. And my heroes and reason for living way back then were a couple of cats named Miles Davis, Dizzy Gillespie, and Charlie Parker. These guys were my all in all. They were incredible geniuses. And then one day I caught wind that Mr. Parker wasn't allowed to drink out of the same water fountain as the people that were there. And that's how my eyes got open. When people say, oh, there's been no slavery or nothing bad has happened to black people since. No, that's not true.
Miles Davis and Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker were 1944 and 45. I can't tell you how many black people served in WW2, which, by the way, I don't know if you heard about it, but the celebration of D-Day was yesterday, but you didn't read that on the news. But anyway, back what I was saying. A great injustice was done to those guys, and that's how I understood that that was just not right. That everyone who would come to see him was all white people. And they clapped and cheered, but then when those guys left and came off stage, they weren't allowed a cup of cold water at the same water fountain. And that's not right, people. That's not right. And that's how my eyes were opened way a long time back to racism in this country. And it's real. And it's always been real. So that's just wanted to say that first. Don't call me a racist because you don't know. That's not me. There's this great Christian song by Charlie Daniels that I love. It's on his Steel Witness album, his Christian CD. It's entitled, "Whose Side Are You On?" And it's the perfect time to ask the question. Once again, Jesus says, Matthew 12:30, "He who is not with me is against me. And he who does not gather with me scatters abroad." Now, that's the title I've chosen for this sermon. Again, Jesus says in Matthew 12:30, "He who is not with me is against me." So the logical question is, where is Jesus going today? In what direction? How can I find where he's going? Also, where will you find those that are against him? Well, first of all, Jesus is no longer here on earth, so he's not going anywhere. He's seated at the right hand of the Father right now, we're told, waiting for the orders to get up and enter back into time and invade this evil world with an overflow of righteousness and mighty power. What a day that will be, won't it? We've been looking on Wednesday nights how he's coming back in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on all those that don't know God and on all those that don't obey the gospel. But he's instructed us to be going places and doing various things and how to live as Christ followers. Starting with the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19 starts with the words, "Go." I'm only talking to Christians here, those of you who are Christians and Christ followers. Matthew 28:19, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. Amen." In this confusing world, I want to show you where you are expected to be found out here today. Everyone with me so far? So far, we have not read, "You're supposed to be terrorizing the countryside like Frankenstein or the Terminator." Also, Matthew chapter 25, verse 14. It says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey." Now that's where you stand today. God has given you things, talents. And he's gone away on a journey, and he's coming back soon. And he expects you to go and do business with what he's given you. Verse 16. "Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, he who received 2 gained 2. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he had received the 5 talents, came and brought five more talents and said, Lord, you delivered to me five talents. Look, I've gained five more. His Lord said, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Verse 22. He who had received four talents, he who had received the two talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me two talents. Look, I've gained two more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Now, what you won't hear in this parable is a fourth guy who says, Lord, they said something bad about my mother, so I torched them and got even. That won't receive any commendation from the Lord. Go out and torch thy neighbor. Church, these are the types of things you need to be doing out here in the world today. Those who aren't, well, we'll get to that here a little later on. In case you have not noticed, time is short in this world. For the first time in my 57 years, for the first time in my 57 years on God's green earth, I am convinced that this is the end. And now Eric might not agree with me on this or others. I believe the United States will not recover from this potentially fatal virus that it's been infected with. Because changing the top doesn't fix this. You got to get down to the roots to fix this. That's where the evil is. Those that teach your children, they came out of a slime. Not the top. The man at the top's been trying to fix all this. Remember what Jesus said. He who is not with me is against me. And he who does not gather with me. He's gathering. What are you doing? He's calling you to gather, not scatter. Even the Apostle Paul was desperately concerned as to where he would be found. Philippians 3:9, he said, indeed, I count all things as loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things, and I count them as dung, so that I might gain Christ and be found in him. Then he says, not having my own righteousness, but that which is through the faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, so that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Paul the apostle was willing to lose everything, and he considered it dung.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.